flattened Scruggs, I bet. This is the Taylor Report, CIT 89.5 FM in Toronto. I'm Phil Taylor, your host, and we're joined by Tony Leah, Unifor activist and author of a tremendous book, The Truth About the 37 Oshawa GM Strike. Are you there, Tony?
I am, Phil. Hi.
We got a theme here going today, I think, about media. I was just speaking to Peter McFarlane, a Canadian journalist, and who's following the crisis Ukraine and the danger of war. And we were remarking that the greatest danger for the survival of ordinary civilians like ourselves is that through misinformation and hysterical headlines and nasty editorials based on hysterical headlines, we could find ourselves in a bloody conflict. There is one going, of course, but there could be a much wider one. And there are so many areas that the media is failing us and therefore leading us like sheep towards something. And you belong to a union, Unifor. Some of your members are journalists. And recently, the leadership of the leader, Lana Payne herself, said, I'm going to quote, "Our amazing media members wanted to create a campaign that reached out to Canadians, reminding them of the value of high-quality fact-finding, fact-checked news." Said Lana Payne, "We are pleased that so many employers of our members, large and small organizations, are standing with us." What is that all about? Is that true? it sounds like a journalist as boosters of corporate journalism. Monopoly journalism.
That's exactly what it is, and I found it quite astonishing when I saw this. Unifor has launched a campaign that they call Fact Check Here, with a website, with professionally produced cartoons and video clips, where they use an actor portraying a hockey player fact-checking by knocking to the ground anybody who beats a
That's breathtaking. I watched that.
It's amazing.
A man is standing at a water cooler and he says, "Oh, they said they had an election, but I hear that it was just a phony op," something like that. And the hockey player runs over him.
Runs over him. And it's designed to promote what they call legitimate news reporting.
Legitimate
news reporting.
Yeah, not fooling around here.
And they say that the Unifor's fact check campaign stresses the vital importance of our country's legitimate news outlets.
Go on,
and,
please.
And then they quote Hannah Arendt, of course, in case you don't get where they're coming from. And then they have a list of sponsors of this campaign, and it's headlined, "Credible News Can Be Found Here." And amongst the news outlets which are supporting this campaign of Unifor's, and as Lana said, that you quoted, employers of, in some cases, Unifor members. And this is what they claim are credible news: City News, CTV News, Global News, the Globe and Mail, the Toronto Star, and Post Media.
Post Media.
Some others. So
they fact check.
Yeah, they fact check. As everybody knows, as you, as in your discussion, discussion with Peter McFarlane, of course, that's a glaring example where the news does not get covered honestly, and where you don't learn the facts if you rely on these media outlets. And the Unifor campaign is astonishingly bad for a major union to talk about media without discussing the bias that exists or the ownership concentration that exists. Media in Canada, other than the CBC, is dominated by four major media conglomerates: Rogers, Bell, Corus, and Woodbridge, which is the Thompson family's current. And those outlets control almost all of the media, and they're owned by billionaires, billionaire families in most cases. And they have a point of view, and they promote their point of view. And the individual journalists don't have influence over that because they're employees. So if Unifor is taking cause with the employers who run the media, I don't think that they're doing justice to helping people understand what the real state of the media landscape in Canada is.
Labour has long had a problem with big media when it comes to any contest between the unions and the moguls that own them. You've gone through a lot of things with when CAW, UAW, CAW, Unifor. You've been through several sharp struggles where the media wasn't exactly accurate or friendly towards your union. But here you are now with a leadership who says, oh, they're great. They fact check.
And you have to. That's where you're going to get your credible news. And, you know, they've gone overboard in promoting them. Just a very recent glaring example of that: the Unifor just had a major convention in Vancouver at the end of August, and among other things, passed a resolution calling for an arms embargo against Israel, not reported anywhere in these credible news sources, and gave the Nelson Mandela Award to the Palestinian Journalists Association. And that was not reported anywhere.
Must have been an oversight. By the way, UAW journalists must have been really hot about that.
And, well, you know, I want to
UAW, what am I saying? Unifor.
Yes. I want to expand on it a bit because I saw a news report, a post on Twitter from somebody who interviewed Nasser Abu Bakr, the president of the Palestinian Journalists, who accepted the reward. And he told this person that not a single legacy media outlet reached out to him for an interview. So I contacted some Unifor member journalists that I know and asked them if that was true. I said, I can't find any mainstream news outlet report of this. Did your outlet cover it? Can you get some coverage to happen? And without, you know, mentioning any names, one of the journalists replied to me, would be impossible. Our outlet has been vehemently pro-Israel in its coverage, with some exceptions. The paper just parrots Zionist talking points. Yeah. I said, it's very sad that the action by Unifor can't even be reported. And the response was, yep, really disappointing. It's so hard to push on this issue. So
push on the issue. Lots of luck.
So the journalists themselves understand,
of course,
the bias of the media that they work for, and it must be almost schizophrenic for them to see their union saying, if you want credible news, you know, here's where to get it.
Yeah, to use the term fact-checked, I'd say Could we just post that in the corner of front of the paper each day and say, well, did you check this? As you heard, I think, speaking to Peter McFarlane, okay, there are reports from one capital in Estonia that something happened. They claim that the other capital, you know, Moscow, did something. Well, did you call up Moscow? And did you try to sort out what the information is? No, all we got was pure, straight, one-side information. That's not fact-checking, or that's not being a media, that's being a mouthpiece. Of course, there's an analogy, isn't there? I mean, you also have gone through this point with, because of the bump with Trump over Harris, the first thing that happened was that we heard about the partnership of industrial unions with our monopoly industrial capitalists. And they called a meeting, and wow, unions got invited.
Mm-hmm.
And then they talk about a partnership.
Right. It's part of this major flaw in a lot of the leadership of our labor movement, that they think that they can be partners with the corporations that employ their members. Yeah. And of course, that's just fundamentally wrong. Those corporations have different interests. They're quite willing to pretend to be on the same team as long as nobody gets out of line. Mm-hmm. But they have different interests, and unions will never achieve what they need to achieve for their members without taking on those corporations and battling them and recognizing that they don't have the same interests.
Yeah. And by the way, journalists used to have their own journals, and they talked about in those journals, the union people would, about what is wrong with their employers.
Mm-hmm.
And about, you know, how people have to turn to them as professional journalists to understand how the business works, because it is strictly a business.
Yes, and that's needed now, and that's why it's disappointing to me to see Unifor take this approach that, rather than honestly assessing the state of the media, drawing on the experience of their members who work for these corporations and educating their members and the public about what's really going on. But I think this does the opposite. They do include some media sources who are better, mm-hmm. like the IE and the Narwhal, a couple of others. But those are not major media outlets, and they're drowned in this report of saying we have to support the credible media. It's really the self-declared credible media, because no independent source could look at the Globe and Mail and Post Media and the Toronto Sun and say this is credible. This is where you should get credible news about what's going on.
Yeah, no, that commentary. This business about they're the real media. They're the credible media. That sounds like a brown-nosing commentary. And by the way, the proverb, self-praise is no recommendation. And I'm afraid they expose themselves. Tony, yeah. We look forward to your writing about this and others. I hope that there are some independent journalists who are really sharp ones. I hope they all pick up the lead from you and comment on this. We thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Phil.
Tony Lea, author of The Truth About the 37 GM, the Oshawa GM Strike, Baraka Books. In the final moments here, I want to just say the big question was recognition of the Palestine state a good thing or timely? And the answer is yes, actually. Evidence of that is the Trump and Netanyahu. It's not going to solve the question itself, which will have to be continue to be fought out. But it was very useful to do the right thing. And of course, there is a Palestinian state. And by the way, the approach can't be a colonialist approach, which says, yes, you can have a state, but it has to do this and it has to do that. That's called colonialism, and that thinking has to be defeated in order for Canada to become part of the civilized world. Stop trying to dictate. And by the way, that includes Mr. Abbas, who's been put in power on the West Bank, and he says, oh, there can't be any Hamas. Well, frankly, that's not his business. It's up to the Palestinian people to choose who they will choose. And yes, you can have bad relations with them if you like, but you don't have any say over what kind of government they will have. By the way, you love monarchs, so don't give us any malarkey about how you're waiting around for democracy. You don't care about democracy. You want to dominate the region. I'm speaking to Canada, the United States, and their allies. So that form of dictatorship has got to come to an end. That vote at the UN, in that respect, was very, very valuable because it simply says the Palestinians have the right to self-determination and they have the right to a state. And as China said at the United Nations International Court of Justice, they said they have a right also to resistance. When people talk about Israel's right to defense, well, the Palestinian people have a right to defend themselves, have always had that right. Nobody can take it away from them. Well, this has been the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. Pedro's been in charge. Therefore, we've been very fortunate to get through the program today. And, of course, we have 33, 45, 78, a great show coming up.